Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, let's start with a look back at what led to the ban.
Well, what you're talking about here is a big, bulky cargo center that is being built right next to the Oakland port, right by the Bay Bridge, at the base of the Bay Bridge. If you take an off heading for San Francisco, it's off to your left after the Caltrans Depot there. And Phil Ciccone is a man about town, been a friend to all at City Hall. He's been started out, believe it or not, as a roadie in rock bands with the Bill Graham production crew, and then he's moved on into development here in Oakland. And one of the things he did was the Fox Theater, and he's sort of a master at putting cobbling together state funds, local funds, federal grants and stuff, apart with the promise of jobs to do developments. Did it at the Fox Theater, and now he's doing it with what they call a bulk cargo facility at the Port of Oakland. But in order to swing this $250 million deal, he found out that he needed an extra tenant, and that tenant turned out to be coal from Utah. And the idea was to ship it down in covered trains and put it onto ships headed to China. Now, that wasn't in the original deal, and when the people in Oakland found out about it, they hit the wall, they started screaming, and they sued to stop it because coal is a very dirty word, both locally for the environment in terms of the dust that's said to come off it, and because of the global warming. The idea of selling coal or having Oakland involved in the coal market was like, you know, the equivalent to having a nuclear reactor in Oakland, and they decided to sue to try to overturn the contract.
So basically, the judge has said that the city council did not have enough evidence that the coal operations would pose a substantial health or safety danger. That begs the question, what next for the city? Will they try to prove that?
Well, it's interesting. They tried it on this one. They really tried. They brought in a bunch of studies, but it didn't sway the judge because there's questions about how much of the coal was actually going to be spilling out. What we had here is a tangling up of sort of logic and ideology, Jeff. I mean, for example, Oakland first said that, you know, the contract, he wasn't allowed to do this. Well, if you read the contract, found out that the city had forgotten to put that clause in. And then you say, well, but he said it verbally he was never going to do coal. Well, you know, saying and anybody in writing is another thing. So that got nixed out. The health one, they can keep trying to argue it. But I got to tell you that even going into this in the final days, there were weeks and even months leading up to this decision, there were some in Oakland saying, you're going to lose this. You're going to lose it, and it's going to wind up costing you money. It's time to settle. But Oakland being Oakland and, you know, the environmental cause being that, some fights are worth fighting and some fights are worth losing. And so that's what they've done. I'm not sure how they're going to get out of here. If they can get a settlement, they're going to get a settlement, but it's going to cost.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.